The former city councillor for Ward 4 wants to be Greater Sudbury's next mayor. Evelyn Dutrisac served on city council from 2006 to 2018. Prior to serving on the Greater Sudbury Council, she was a councillor for the former municipality of Rayside Balfour. I am extremely excited to run for mayor of this city that I truly love, Dutrisac said in a news release this morning. I am extremely energetic with a positive mindset, and know that by empowering people, being honest and open, and thinking smartly, together we can move this community forward, Dutrisac said, adding she is overwhelmed and thankful to the many people who encouraged her to run. Dutrisac said she plans on filing her nomination papers on May 2, when the campaign officially begins. In terms of her priorities as mayor, Dutrisac said she will provide a detailed platform once the campaign begins, but did highlight some of the issues that are top of mind for her. I believe that as a mayor working closely with council, we can together meet the needs of our older adults, tackle the root causes of homelessness and drug addiction, put forth budgets that are sustainable, that focus on increasing our tax base, and not overburdening the existing ratepayers, Dutrisac said. Our focus must always be promoting smart government, smart growth and smart spending of taxpayers' money on dealing with the needs of the city of Greater Sudbury as prioritized by our residents. Also in the news release, the former city councillor highlighted what she sees as her accomplishments during her 12 years in city politics, while describing herself as a strong leader who works with groups and individuals to have goals met. In highlighting her accomplishments, Dutrisac noted in particular her work on behalf of Villa Street Gabriel, the therapeutic, leisure pool in Azilda, the four-laning of Municipal Road 35, and the revitalization of the Donovan neighborhood. Even after not running in the last municipal election, Evelyn has been working with Abbeyfield Canada to provide affordable housing for older adults, sits on Greater Sudbury Seniors Advisory Panel and is the co-chair of the Greater Sudbury Compassionate City, the news release states. She has worked tirelessly with some great people and organizations to provide warm clothing for children and adults in need during the winter months. Describing herself as personable and approachable, Dutrisac said she would bring that same spirit to the mayor's chair. I will be the type of mayor that you will see in the coffee shops of Greater Sudbury, at events celebrating our city's diversity, meeting with developers, empowering community groups, and spending time at City Hall getting things done cooperatively with staff and City Council. Outside of politics, Dutrisac noted elements of her personal life, including raising a family and her career as a secondary school educator, as well as earning a Master's of Pastoral Science and Leadership, and running a family business with her late husband, Roland Dutrisac.